Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We welcome everyone to the Lancaster Country Club, where the U.S. Women's Open Golf Championship will be taking place Thursday through Sunday. The defending champion is Michelle Wee. Look, there are certain individuals that have the ability to cross many lines along the way and draw the casual fan in. Michelle Wee, at the age of 13, she's had her detractors over time. She's had her fans over time, too. And in practice rounds here at Lancaster Club, no one's had galleries. And as the defending champion, it was a big boost to the sport a year ago when she won at Pinehurst number two. She had one other victory last year. She suffered from strep throat, had an upper respiratory infection early in the year. She played through it. She finally started feeling better. Then her left leg began to hurt. And she shot a 78 at Kingsmill. And they were worried about a spinal disc, a torn labrum in her hip. But it turned out to be an inflammation of the bursa sac in the joint. In other words, bursitis. And that was big. You know, no tears, no structural damage, so they're thrilled about that. She's had to change her stance, change her swing a bit to compensate for this, but she walks in here as the defending U.S. Open champ.
A lot happened. The roller coaster of emotions, I think. It was pretty exciting, I think. I think the proudest I've ever felt of myself about controlling my emotions and just staying positive was hole number 16. I know that a lot of people talk about hole 17. The most proud of was, you know, when I made that double bogey putt on 16. That for me was the moment that I felt like I was the most in control that I've ever been. And it was a lot of fun. It really was amazing. And the amazing feeling that I felt on 18 was incredible. And I feel extremely honored to be in this position. And, you know, to be introduced that way as the defending champion, it's a truly an honor.
And you always have that title as you go forward. How has the last year been as the U.S. Women's Open champion?
It's been great, you know, being called that. It doesn't get old. You know, it's pretty amazing. I think the first, you know, a couple of months, it really didn't sink in. It didn't really feel like reality. It still felt like a dream. It's, you know, slowly starting to sink in. I think, you know, seeing my trophies, getting the ring, it's definitely been inspiring. It's been definitely been a huge motivation for me moving forward. But it's been fun. It's been a fun journey.
And then you won twice last year, and this year you've had some injury and illness issues. But how are you feeling, and how is your game coming into this week in Lancaster?
It's definitely been a tough year with my game. Definitely hasn't been as good as I want it to be. Been struggling with a couple of illnesses and, you know, injuries. But at the same time, I'm just taking it day by day. Every day feels better than the day before. Definitely have been before. And I'm just taking it day by day, staying positive, and just trying to improve a little bit here and there every day.
Great. We'll open it up to some questions. If you could please raise your hand. We'll have the microphone run over. We have a gentleman over here on the right.
Hi, Michelle. I'm Tony Reed from the Washington Post. The golf course at Pinehurst a year ago, very different from the one. Would you talk a little bit about that, a little bit about this golf course, how you feel about it, how it suits your game, perhaps?
Yeah, I think that's what's so great about the USGA. You never know what you're going to get for, you know, golf courses. And obviously the weather conditions is a lot different from last year. It's definitely a different beast this week. It has its challenges. It has its, you know, difficulties. But I think it's a great golf course. It's a great layout. You definitely got a good mix of holes. Very long par threes. You have short par threes. You have par fours. It's going to be a really great mix of holes. The golf course is in great condition. It's doing really well despite all the rain that it's been getting. And I'm excited for this week.
Hi, Michelle. Pat Princeby with WGAL-TV. Lancaster has really been fired up about hosting this event, really, for the last... Does that really kind of make you look forward to getting out there and playing, knowing the reception that you're going to be receiving here?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can already feel the welcoming, attitude of everyone here. I've heard that, we've already broken the ticket sales from this year, and it's going to be really exciting. Yesterday, playing a practice round, and I was amazed by how many people came out to watch yesterday. It's the most people I've ever seen on a golf course on a Monday of a tournament. So it's pretty exciting. Kind of, you drive in from Philly, you see the welcoming signs, welcome LPGA players, every restaurant, every store. So it feels really great to be welcomed here, and we're really excited to play in front of a crowd. Hopefully this week we can provide, great entertainment for the crowds. I hope a lot of people come out. The weather's good and everyone has fun.
Gentleman here right in the front center.
Hi, Michelle. Fox, Matt Maisel from Fox 43. You tend to have the biggest crowds following you, not just during the tournament itself, but in the practice rounds leading up to it. And I'm just wondering, what is the biggest challenge when you're trying to practice and get ready for the week to have these huge galleries following you around?
I actually think the big galleries help. It kind of gets you into that mindset of tournament play. You feel that little bit of a nervousness on the first tee when they call your name. It's good preparation for the golf tournament, actually, I think. I think the USGA, the way they do it with the practice rounds, you have a set tee time, you play with people, they announce your name on the first tee. I think it all helps in preparation for that first shot on Thursday.
And just a quick follow-up, a part of having the biggest crowds, you also tend to have a lot of young girls following you around too, and you're only 25 years old, but what is it like to kind of have that mantle as the one that everyone kind of, I guess the younger generation looks up to on the tour?
It's a lot of pressure for sure, but at the same time, I feel very honored and very privileged that, girls come out and watch me play and hopefully, want to do the same. It feels amazing every time, either a parent comes up to me or a little girl or a little boy comes up to me and be like, I just want to, play out here like you. It's the reason why I play. It's just the reason why I play is for, to inspire other people, and it feels great.
Going to go all the way to the back left.
Michelle, I know always disappointed to miss the cut, but it looked like in Arkansas you were actually hitting the ball a lot better. Duncan said that the swing changes had taken effect. How do you feel about your game? How do you feel like the last couple weeks have helped you get ready for this week?
Yeah, I think that the results really haven't been showing, but every week it's been feeling more and more comfortable. Every time you do a big overhaul of anything, it takes time. It doesn't, just happen overnight. I mean, sometimes it does, but most of the time it takes time to change your swing. And in Arkansas, it actually felt very comfortable. I mean, on Friday, it's hard to be aggressive when you're kind of near the cut line, and I just couldn't get anything going. But, the putting felt good. Everything felt pretty solid. So I feel like every day I'm just, getting a little bit more comfortable with the swing changes and, just with everything in general, I'm feeling healthier and healthier. My hip felt, better in Arkansas than it has been in the past couple of weeks. So I think that I'm just taking it day by day and taking it slowly.
Question here in the front center aisle.
Hi, Michelle. Just wondering, a week after the U.S. World Cup team wins the World Cup, does that inspire you or make you think that the women's golf could do the same in terms of capturing that much attention across sort of the country and the world?
It was pretty amazing. I was pretty stoked on that, especially how the game went, scoring 4 goals in the first 17 minutes, I remember. That was pretty incredible. I mean, I remember we had a couple of group texts going with our Solheim team. It's just really great motivation, especially this year being the Solheim year. We definitely look to them for inspiration and motivation, and it's pretty cool. It definitely gave me goosebumps.
You can see the red, white, and blue fingernail polish as
oh,
well.
Yeah.
gentlemen on the far left.
Hi, Michelle. Patrick Strucker from the York Dispatch. I just wanted the days leading up to Thursday's round, are you doing anything not golf-related in your free time, going out to see the sights, just sort of keep your mind off of the golf and try not to get too mentally drained so early in the week?
Yeah, you definitely have to pace yourself. I think, a lot of times at the US Open, I put a lot of pressure on myself. I try to do too much, and I think about it too much. So definitely taking your mind off of it works. I like to watch, you know, just TV shows in my room, especially with my hip right now. I just need to, you know, keep my legs elevated and keep it rested. So that's kind of my main focus for this week, is just keeping it fresh, keeping my body fresh for the week. Definitely been eating some good food, which is always exciting, but just been resting, working out, and trying not to think about golf.
Right here in the front center.
Hey, Michelle. For the local fans here, a lot of them, this might be their first tournament they ever go to. You might be one of the only players they recognize. If they're out here watching you, they're used to seeing just the highlights. Is there something else they can see to you can tell them that maybe you're really zoned in? Is it a certain type of shot that you're really hitting well? What can they look for to maybe find something else out if they're following you around?
Ooh, that's hard for new golf fans. I think it's just... I mean, I've always heard my friends say it's fun watching golf tournament just because you're outside and, you know, it's a beautiful golf course, you know, some great walks, it'd be good exercise, you know. But mostly I think it's just to the atmosphere. USGA tournaments, the atmosphere is just truly incredible. And, you know, you're at the US Open. It's just a fun atmosphere just to have fun and enjoy the golf and, you know, just maybe stay on the grandstand on 18 and see all the shots coming in. And it's definitely going to be fun.
How long does it take you to know that you're zoned in? When do you know that it's going to be a good round?
I think that, you know, just kind of when I feel the most zoned in is when I feel the most present. And, you know, I feel like when I'm having fun out there, when I'm smiling and, you know, calm and collected, that's when I feel the most zoned in.
Other questions for Michelle? Over here on the right, on the aisle.
Hi, Michelle. Are you going to attack the course with your driver, or what's your game plan?
It depends. You know, obviously on the conditions, it's pretty soft right now. The USGA, they can use different tee boxes, shorten it up, make it longer, whatnot. But, you know, if the tee boxes stay the same as the way it is right now, the course is playing pretty long because it is soft, I will hit a lot of drivers.
Other questions for Michelle? Gentleman here in the center with the camera.
Frank with LTV. What hole do you find the most challenging out here after the practice round?
Oh, that's a hard question to answer. Like I said, there's a lot of scenarios where they can use different boxes. But front to front.
Question here in the back right.
Thanks. Hi, Michelle. Two-part question, specifically about the stance change you've had to make because of your hip issues, playing with a narrower stance. Number one, the times that you've been under pressure, have you felt you've been able to play well with that stance because with a wider stance? And second part, with the softer you found it difficult with some of the side hill, uphill, or downhill lies with balance, given that change in your stance?
You know, obviously, you have to fight some instinct when you're out there. You know, if you've done something for so long, it's definitely hard to break a habit. But, you know, like I said, it's been taking it slowly, just each and every day. So now, I think it'd be weird for me to stand a little bit wider. I think I'm kind of getting really comfortable with it. And, you know, with the side hill, downhills, I will stand a little bit wider just because, you know, you need that extra balance. But, yeah.
That is the defending U.S. Open Women's Champion, Michelle Wee. Coming up, NB Park, Sunbury Motor Studios Mobile today. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf and the Lancaster Country Club on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
State Farm.
Hey, I have car insurance, but I want to protect the rest of the stuff in my apartment. Some of my action figures were ruined recently.
We can add a renter's policy. For the cost of one action figure, we can protect your entire army of action figures against fire, theft, burst pipes.
Great! It's hard untangling wet alien hair.
Add renter's insurance to your auto policy for as low as $4 a month. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. State Farm. Estimated additional monthly cost of $20,000 in renter's insurance with purchase of qualifying State Farm car insurance.
Red Wing Shoes salutes the modern craftsman.
Here's to the master electrician. Your hard work deserves more recognition. 'Cause you keep our current flowing and give our lives some spark. Without you, we'd all be in the dark.
Find the right boots for your job at your local Red Wing retailer.
No one plans for it to happen, but we get older every day. You find yourself making plans for a loved one's care, and you're not sure where to go or how to begin. It's hard enough to put a loved one in a nursing home or skilled care facility without having to understand or interpret all your options and decisions you now face. That's where Scheiblaugh Offices can help. Call 570-523-3200 or visit online at scheiblaugh.com. Let their experience help guide you through the process and take away some of the burden. Scheiblaugh Offices, planning for your tomorrow.
It's the Dan Patrick Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Roy said, this will be a great place for a major in 20 years. Not now. It wasn't ready. And you get the feeling that they were ready for something else, couldn't have it at a place, and they decided to go here. I didn't know where the fairway ended, where the green began. It got to the point where it was silly, maybe bordering on embarrassing for the U.S. Open.
The Dan Patrick Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
Hi, I'm Stu Schroeder with the Friends of Shikellamy State Park, and I would like to personally invite you to our next event at the marina. On Thursday, July 23rd, from 7 to 8 p.m., we will have a drum circle at the Point in the marina, featuring drum master Stu Schroeder. So come join me at the Point for some self-healing rhythms by the river. We have a full schedule of events planned this summer, so come join us. For more information, go to friendsofshikellamystatepark.org.
All business owners need to know the important legal considerations essential for creating a strong foundation and ensuring long-term success. Find out the facts at the GSKIZ Workshop, Tuesday, July 21st from 11 to 1 at the Sealands Grove in downtown Sealands Grove. The speaker, Christina B. Magolis, Esquire, has extensive experience in business planning and corporate law and will show you how to provide a solid legal framework for businesses to grow and succeed. This event is free of the public, but you must register now at GSKIZ.org. Sponsored by the Sealands Grove Inn, Market Street, Sealands Grove.
In the park here at Lancaster Country Club, her resume is unbelievable. She's 26 years of age. She's won 15 tournaments. Six of the 15 wins have been majors, including two U.S. Open championships. In 2013, just 2 years ago, she did something unprecedented. Three championships of the season, the first three, the Kraft Nabisco Championship, the Wegmans LPGA Championship, and the U.S. Women's Open. This year, she already has three wins. She has finished no lower than 18th all season. She's had eight top tens, seven top fives, three top threes, and out of nowhere missed the cut last week in Arkansas. MB Park, gearing up for another major championship.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a golfer, you want to do good in the major championships, and obviously that's the tournament that you put 100% of your, you know, energy and, you know, strategy and everything. So, you know, I definitely, you know, really do care about the major championships, and, you know, when I come to major championships, I work extra hard and try to look at the course a little bit better, but, you know, I don't know what, but just, you know, I like the atmosphere. I like the a little bit extra pressure, you know, when we start the game. And, you know, obviously having a good result help, you know, that gives me a lot of confidence, you know, going into another major championships, thinking that, yeah, I've done good on the major championships, so I can do well in another good one, so.
Great, and it should be another great atmosphere this year. Seems like the fans are really coming out in force. Mm-hmm. This year you're playing well. Three wins already. You're back to the number one ranking. Seven top five finishes. How do you feel about your game heading into this championship this week?
Yeah, I feel really good about my game. Although, you know, I missed my first cut of the year last week, 2 weeks ago. But, I mean, my ball striking was still great and, you know, shot one under par, but still missed cut. I putted really bad, 2 weeks ago. And that definitely, you know, gave me, you know, somewhat, you know, like a wake-up call, you know, to, you know, think. Because, you know, I haven't really had a bad tournament or in a really bad week. But, 2 weeks ago before this tournament, you know, I had a bad week. And, you know, that definitely, you know, made me practice harder and, you know, gave me a lot more motivation coming into this week. So, hopefully, you know, this is going to, you know, work nicely, you know, playing this week.
And some courses you see, we, you know, year in and year out going there on a yearly basis. This is a new course. The U.S. Women's Open has never been here before. What do you think of the course, seeing it for a few times earlier this week, and do you think it suits your game?
I played here 5 weeks ago. It was really dry then. Now it's wet. So back then it was running and different. The greens are very slopey here, so when it gets hard and fast, it gets really tough. I think. We have a little bit softer greens right now and a softer fairway, so it's playing longer. But the sloping on the greens are playing a little bit easier than when it was really hard. Obviously, it's got a lot of rain here last few weeks, and that's kind of softened everything up. So yeah, it's long, but it's playable right now. The greens gonna be really the key this week. The breaks are huge on the greens, even if it's just a short putt. It's, you have to aim like a cup outside or two cups outside. So yeah, there will be some really tough putts when the greens get really quick. So
very good. Let's open it up to some questions. Please raise your hand and we'll have a microphone run over. We have a question right here in the center.
Imbi, you have a knack for hiding your emotions or keeping them under control when you're on the golf course. Is that something that you consciously worked at, or is that just your natural personality to be so even-tempered on the golf course?
I don't practice for that, that's for sure. I just try to play my best golf, and I try to, try to stay calm on the golf course because I want to play good. I think, when I try to play good, I just kind of know that, I have to be that way, a little bit more calm and, not express. I think that's, how I learned to play. Not, I didn't try to do that, but, that just came naturally to, play well. So.
Question here in the back left.
Lydia, you have 15 career LPGA victories. Six of those are major titles. That's a 40% clip on major championships. What do you think makes you step up and play so well in golf's biggest tournaments?
I don't really know, how I do really well on the major championships, but like I said, it's just, my first win came on a major championship, and I kind of think, always try to think that, I play good, on the major championships. I am good at the tough golf courses, I am good under the pressure. I just try to, keep, talking to myself that way. And
that's Imbi Park. 15 career wins, six of them are majors. I mentioned earlier that Stacey Lewis, who happens to be my pick to win this tournament, comes into this 113 under par for the season. Imbi Park comes into this 128 under par for the season. Next half hour, Morgan Pressel, Paula Kramer. We're at the U.S. Women's Open at Lancaster Country Club here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We're here at the Lancaster Country Club, home of this year's U.S. Women's Open. The defending, we heard from her in the previous half hour. So far today, we've heard from Imbi Park, who's won six majors in her 15 tour wins. Michelle Wee, the defending champion. Stacey Lewis. And We also heard from Lydia Ko. Coming up in this half hour, Morgan Pressel in just a few moments, and Paula Kramer. Morgan Pressel, so far this season, has had an interesting run of late. At the ShopRite, she finished tied for third. Then she missed the cut. Then at the major, the KPMG Women's PGA, she finished tied for fifth. And last week in Arkansas, she missed the cut. So she's had one of those roller coaster deals here along the way. But she's also someone who along the way has picked up two LPGA Tour wins. And here at the U.S. Women's Open, she has consistently been a player that has finished in the top 30. And we'll discuss that and also...
Feels good. I feel like I've certainly played well this year, had some good results, but I also just feel good about the progress that I've been making. And I mean, my swing probably this week feels the closest that it felt to when I played really well at ANA earlier this year. So I definitely feel good. So I'm definitely excited for the week and looking forward to getting Thursday.
Yeah, two top five finishes in both majors already this year. And you mentioned how much you like the course. How do you feel that your putting and the strengths of your game you take advantage here at Lancaster?
These green complexes there are also quite fast, especially back to front on certain holes. And it's important to know where to leave the golf ball on some of these greens so that... I mean, even things like the potential power lip out that you could get, that you could end up with 5 feet coming back, had a really good things with these greens that my caddy and I have been studying and been working hard. I spent a lot of time on the putting green yesterday practicing. I mean, even putts from 5 feet that might break a foot. I'm sure they're going to get a little bit quicker as the week progresses, and you drive for show, putt for dough. You gotta make the putts to win championships.
Now, a couple ago at Chambers Bay, you did some broadcast for Fox.
While for now, but it was a great experience. It was how the tournament is covered from the other side, and learning how to ask an interview question, which you guys all know have learned how to do, is not that easy, and I had to learn how to do that. But it was a lot of fun, and I'm not used to sitting down for that long. That was probably the hardest thing for me, was sitting down for. I needed a little bit of recovery. The hours were really long. And it was fun to watch Jordan Spieth win.
Very good. We'll open it up some questions. If you could please raise your hand, we'll have a microphone come over. Gentleman over here on the far right.
Hi, Morgan. I'm Tony Reed from the Washington Post. I'm over here.
Okay, sorry.
Hi. Would you talk a little bit more about the golf course? It's a very traditional golf course. Do you like the look of the golf course? Just your impressions about it, and also. Because we've had so much rain here, talk about what that means to players.
I love this golf course. I love the way that it looks to my eye from the first time I played it a couple months ago. It will continually keep us guessing and make us think on our feet. And I really enjoy playing here. You got to hit the ball in the fairway. The rough is extremely thick. There were a couple times I was in the rough yesterday. And you were lucky you could get a little bit of the rough at Cherry Hills, where if you missed the fairway at Cherry Hills, you basically had a wedge and you had to chip it back to the fairway. And with some of the carries into greens on this golf course, that might certainly come into play, where you won't be able to go for the green if you hit it in the rough, and you'll have to take your medicine. And that's just smart playing around the U.S. Open. That when I played here, like I said, maybe 7 months ago now, but the fairways were actually rolled out a little bit further. So, of course, played a little bit longer yesterday than it had. I hit maybe 1 to 2 I believe it has to be. There's supposed to be a little bit more rain. I think it rained a little bit more rain in the forecast, so I don't see it getting much firmer. I think this is what we're going to expect to see from the golf course down a foot or so.
I got a question over here in the far left.
Nick Fierro from the Out Call. So we were just in here a little earlier talking about how much they feed off of the big crowds, the big galleries here. I was wondering how you do the same situation.
Yeah, I love it. I love, the crowds even yesterday in a practice round, they just were out and really enjoyed watching some good golf. And it was fun to, they cheered for us even in a practice round, which is cute. And, I'm really looking forward to it. I think the ticket sales have been phenomenal for this week. And I know the community is really, really excited about this event being here, and the players are as well. So I think we'll see a ton of people come out. Hopefully the weather stays nice, and the best.
Lisa right here, front and center.
Does it feel like 10 years Women's Open, and looking back on that, Morgan, what did that week teach you?
Did it feel like 10 years? Man, I know a lot has happened in the last 10 years. I guess it does feel like, I've changed as a person. I think a different person, a different player. My attitudes have changed a lot. My swing has changed a lot. But what that week teach me? I don't know. It was one of those things that it wasn't my week. And that's just, you got to kind of take it as it is. You lose more than you win out here, even the number one player in the world. And that's just kind of what happens. And I played really well that week. I can't be upset about that. And then went on to win the amateur about a month later. So it was just a great summer for me, of course. But at the end of the day, things were out of my control. I think it just maybe made me more determined, worked harder, and
Sure.
Just to follow up at another major championship, and how maybe has your good play prepared you to do that?
Definitely. I think, 10 years later at this point in my career, I kind of center my schedule and my preparation around major championships. And, I've been able to do that fairly successfully, especially this year so far with ANA and KPMG practice, and maybe working a little bit more on my swing last week in Northwest Arkansas so that I could play more freely here this week. And so I think I prepare mentally differently, I think, than I did maybe when I first came out on tour, with a lot more emphasis on the majors and wanting to win.
Morgan Pressel. Expected to be one of the coming up, Paula Kramer.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Hello? Are you still there? Hello?
This summer, kick the crackling connections to the curb and communicate clearly with SECV Phone free for 2 months. Enjoy reliable, crystal clear, local and long distance calling with all your favorite features and free installation. Get caller ID, voicemail to email, call waiting, and more. It's easy to switch and keep your existing number. Plus, sign up today and get a free $50 Visa gift card. Call today or visit secv.com/freephone. Offer ends July 31st.
Exclusive originals, hit movies, all-time favorites. Get it all with Stars and Encore for only half price for 6 months from Service Electric Cablevision. Stars gives you hundreds of hit movies and original shows like Survivor's Remorse and Blunt Talk. Encore offers non-stop entertainment with Encore Action and Encore Westerns. Access a virtual library of hits anytime with Stars On Demand and Encore On Demand, or anywhere with Stars Play and Encore Play. Call or visit secv.com/stars for more details and to order. Offer ends July 31st.
Red Wing Shoes salutes the modern craftsman.
Here's to the master electrician. Your hard work deserves more recognition. 'Cause you keep our current flowing and give our lives some spark. Without you, we'd all be in the dark.
Find the right boots for your job at your local Red Wing retailer.
Flo from Progressive here, riding along with Paul, who owns his own plumbing company.
Plumbing, heating, and gas company.
Can't just be one thing. That's why Progressive offers commercial auto insurance that saves you money with discounts like Safe Driver, Business Experience, and Paid in Full. It's also why I am learning to whittle. Here, I made this for you.
You whittled me a toilet? I love it. Thanks, Flo.
It's a bird.
Oh.
Discounts to save your business money. Visit Progressive.com to learn more. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
The first annual Hall for the Heroes 5K Run Walk is Saturday, July 11th at the David L. Persing Recreation Complex, North 4th Street in Sunbury. The Hall for Heroes will benefit Leek Hunting and Mountain Preserve. It's a volunteer-run facility offering therapeutic outdoor programs for wounded veterans. Registration is $25 for adults, $10 with military ID. Sign up now at parunners.com.
Welcome back, Lancaster Country Club. Great to be with you on this Tuesday, home of the U.S. Women's Open. Paula Kramer won this championship the last time it was at Oakmont back in 2010. And Paula Kramer is coming off a sixth-place finish at the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship and has had, of late, has played her best golf of the year. Fifth at Kings Mills, 16th of the ShopRite Classic, 34th at the KPMG PGA, and then a tie for sixth at the Arkansas Championship, and normally plays very well at the U.S. Open. When you look at what she's done at the U.S. Open, in 2005, 16th. In 8th, she finished 6th. In 9th, she finished 6th. In 2010, 15th in 11. In 12, she finished. In 13, she finished the last year 15th. She's had 5 top 10 in the U.S. Women's victory at Oakmont back in 2010. Paula Kramer entering another major championship.
The golf course, the part about it is it suit my game. Patient, and you have to. I like golf courses where you can use all clubs in your bag. I mean, that's the reason why we were 14. When you get the opportunity to do that, it separates everybody. I like the challenge. I think that the USGA does a great job of setting up golf courses. Being in US Junior and Women's AMs, and now US Opens. You kind of see the trend, and they've definitely fooled me before, and I've been for their bait many of times.
and I've learned those lessons. But it's a fun week. It's hard. You're mentally drained. To have tough times out there, but realize that, you know, you can still move up the board with pars and it just that challenge.
It seems like your game has really been coming on of late. You have top tens in two of your last four, including the last event 2 weeks ago in Arkansas. How do you feel like your game is coming into this week in Lancaster?
You know, I feel very good. I'm driving the ball really so much and I have a good week together. It's the seventh year on tour, and I've never really had many ups and downs. It's always been very consistent, and we had to do some swing changes there and some equipment changes, and it's just part of it. Golf's a marathon; it's not a sprint, and everybody has their ups and downs. It's just how you look at it. And I feel like the last several months, my team, we've hard on trying to get back track with stuff. And
morning early, 6:45. Yeah. What do you think of the course? There's a lot of we every year. This mm-hmm. is a new one, mm-hmm. a course that a lot of you haven't played before. What do you think of Lancaster Country Club?
I think it's an awesome golf course. I think that it is going to look great on TV. I think it plays good. I think it's a challenge. I think you have to stay in it on every kind of weakness out you, and then in not a good place. And I think that you have to definitely stay mentally just ready for everything. The pin placements, I think that there is going to be the biggest challenge. Some of those greens, there's just really only a couple spots that you can actually use, and missing the ball in the right spots is going to be big. Fairways are very generous, but this is the first time in a long time we've actually had a lot of thick rough, especially when you miss greens. That's going to be a huge challenge of being able to get up and down.
Very good. Let's open it up to a few questions, if you can please. Going to go over here in the front right.
Hi, Paul. I'm Reed from the Washington Post, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So compare, if you would, this golf course to the course you won the Open.
Lots of obviously than at Oakmont, but coming here, I think the biggest thing that's also is the fame. The people have week, and they line down the fairways, and that's very similar to what happened at Oakmont. Everybody just is down the fairway, put the ball in the right spot. You cannot get above certain green, a big part of it here. Sometimes you have to realize that you're going to have a 25 footer downhill because the false fronts are so big. But other than that, staying below the hole is definitely identical to Oakmont.
We're going to go over here in the left aisle.
Hi, Paula. Pat Principe with WGAL TV. When you won at Oakmont, I think you were one of only two players under par for the mm-hmm. tournament. Do you foresee a similar score winning here?
A lot of it depends on Mother Nature and how much rain is going to happen. I mean, that is a huge night and day difference of yesterday and today. I played early and I played in the afternoon yesterday, but I mean, some of the drives were 30 yards shorter. No run on it. You hit into these upslopes. And like I said, it's USGA is going to, you don't need to have a 15, 20 under par tournament to show golf. You can showcase it by being a couple under par, and I don't think they're going to get very far from that. So, very possible.
Question over here in the back right.
Lancaster newspapers. Several weeks ago when you were here, we discussed equipment changes, some swing changes, yep. And since that time, obviously you've got tournament rounds under your belt, a lot more practice time. Are you finding that being here this week and playing your practice rounds that some of your sight lines are a little bit different because you're hitting the ball better? I understand the conditions are different, but are you seeing the course a little bit differently because you've had more time?
Quite truthfully, when I played here, when I was last about a month ago, I played right after a really big rainstorm, and it was so wet out there and soft, and the greens were very slow. The biggest thing, my lines are actually very similar because the fairways are so soft now. Yesterday they changed. But it kind of went back to how I played it about a month ago. The only thing that's really a significant difference is how fast the greens are. So much faster than when I was here. And that's what you're going to expect that. You know, when you come and play early, you pick lines and you see the course and you realize what you need to work on at home. You know, you're going to be hitting a lot of woods into greens on some of those holes, you know, 9, 10, you know, even when you come to 18, you know, you're hitting a lot of, you know, long woods, things that we don't really normally do. So that reasons to come, who knows what's going to happen with the weather. But it has changed. It has changed drastically.
Question here right in the center.
Hi, Paula. You mentioned the level of support here locally. What was your practice round experience? Kind of mix that business with pleasure. You're trying to get work done, but also maybe interact with the fans.
Well, I mean, it's so nice to have all of these people out here and come out and support us. And, you know, yesterday I was shocked. Actually, I registered on Sunday, and I couldn't believe how many people were out there on Sunday. And then I played in the afternoon, and there was a ton of people. And it, each day it's just getting more and more. And I played at 6:45 this morning. I got on the range at 6, and I was already signing 30 autographs. And I'm like, whoa, we're... Is everybody in here? You know, I mean, it was pretty cool though. That's what you want. You know, there's a lot of kids. They're excited to be out here and watch. But quite truthfully, the fans, they're incredible. I think that, you know, Sunday coming down there, it's going to be exciting.
That is Paula Kramer, who won the U.S. Open at Oakmont in 2010. In 2010, she won the U.S. Open. And now, 5 years later, she's back in Pennsylvania trying to win it again here at Lancaster Country. Norman and Company, all the way through. In fact, they have the contract for the next dozen years, as a matter of fact. And this golf course will look tremendous on television. When you walk around it, it's just really well set up. It is lush, it is green, but as the player said, it's all going to play a lot longer because of all the rain that we've had. It's going to change their clubs. A left to right golf course. That's why I picked Stacey Lewis to win, because she plays a fade off the tee, and I think that's going to play into her game very, very well. Coming up tomorrow, we will have Steve Sampson on to talk about media and where things stand television radio-wise across the country. Big contracts and maybe some cutbacks at ESPN as well. We have that coming up Thursday and Friday. We'll also be back in the Sunbury Motors studio as well. We hope you enjoyed our preview of the U.S. Women's Open Golf Championship here at Lancaster Country Club. We want to thank the USGA because they went out of their way to help us in every way, including setting up the booth that we had here at Lancaster Country Club, and also the country club itself. The volunteers here have been tremendous. I know they've had record sales here, but tickets are still available for the event, as golf's national championship on the women's side is in our backyard right through Sunday. Going to showcase very, very well across the country when people watch the U.S. Women's Open on Fox at Lancaster Country Club. Steve Sampson joins us on the show tomorrow.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com. CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. Face-to-face interviews with 67,000 people lead the CDC to declare heroin abuse is up 62% in 10 years.